Part 3, Immigration, Growth, and Environmental Stress on Florida. Rick Altman.
Immigration is a population issue. The minute somebody crosses that border, it becomes a population issue.
William Leonard, economist. Historian Ray Arsenault. Roy Beck of the Social Contract Press. Max Castro, sociologist.
Florida has a faster rate of growth generally than the nation, about four times as fast.
People have realized that they needed the migration streams, the tourists, the winter residents, the new citizens to make the economy go. And it's always been a bittersweet kind of reality for people who are already here in paradise and they don't want to have others destroy it.
Floridians have to be concerned with what's happening to their environment, not only to water supply, the wetlands being drained, the habitat for animals being lost. Every citizen that comes into Florida uses an acre one way or another. And if we want to maintain this farm-producing land of ours, we want to maintain a green environment, we're going to have to be concerned about the number of people that we let into the state.
Mom always told me, before you can make the world better, you have to change yourself. Overpopulating, you know, as people having kids every day, and just say we have 1 million kids 1 year. And that same year, we let in 300,000 immigrants. You know, overpopulation can come real quick.
The increase in Florida is about 22% from natural causes, that is, the excessive births over deaths. 23% is from foreign immigration, legal and illegal.
The exact time that Americans were being environmentally responsible with their fertility, Congress was being environmentally irresponsible by pushing immigration up. Here is the choice, and I'm going to put it as starkly as possible, and I believe is intellectually honest to put it this way. A future of sustainability with a stabilizing U.S. population, or we can choose a future of never-ending U.S. population growth. Over the next 50 years, there is zero chance that the living conditions in the rest of the world can rise enough that millions of people would not move here if we let them. We have 1 million people at 915,000 last year because we let 915,000 come in. It's not because that's how many wanted to come. Billions wanted to come. But the fact is that we can never stop in anything like our lifetimes or grandchildren's lifetime to push pressures.
I think there are two different problems here. Florida is approaching the point where it has a serious problem of overpopulation, that the ecosystem simply cannot support people, at least at the level of lifestyle, which they seem to think they're entitled to. I think that problem should not be confused with the whole question of immigration.
To decrease population in the world, if you were going to rank order the things that need to be done, curbing immigration would probably come number 99. Maybe. If you really wanted to deal with that problem, I think you would really be serious about helping countries develop, for example, green business and any number of things that would be much more effective. And to think that because we are going to have zero population growth, that is going to affect the childbearing decisions of a woman in Kenya is totally disingenuous, and I don't know how anybody can believe an argument like that.